pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Happy Wednesday morning to you. 251-343-0106. That's the text line. That's how you get in touch with the program. Coming up on the program today, we will get to our guests in just a moment here. Steve Klaus joins us in just a second. We got them from the Trustful Tribune, Scott Buttram. That's in about a half hour. Former State Senator Rusty Glover, and from the BRIC campaign and SR Communications, Sean Ross. So please make sure you stick around for that. But joining us now, very pleased to bring our next guest on. We're going to kick it off with a guest here. He represents folks down in the Wiregrass in Dale County, to be precise. State Representative Steve Klaus, Chairman of the General Fund. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for making time. So let's kick it off here. It has been kind of a lot of a buzz about going on, you know, during this off season, and y'all had a real busy off time last year. But this time, I guess you got this ARPA issue that's on the table, and then a bunch of other things you're probably looking at with budget hearings, et cetera.
Yes, we are having the budget hearings now. The Senate and the House General Fund committees. We'll have two more hearings, and one in August and one in September, dealing with several other agencies. So we have a concern here that since we passed the budgets in March to be effective starting in October 1st of this year, that inflation really ramped up, and we want to make sure that agency heads are monitoring this situation as they go forward. They're okay as far as this budget year, and we want to make sure they're going to be okay as far as the next budget year, particularly agencies that are so heavily dependent on their employees traveling, such as pardon and paroles and ALEA and Department of Corrections, transferring prisoners back and forth, that type thing. DHR, who has workers out in the field, mental health also. So it's a big concern from that standpoint. So we want to make sure everybody is watching this as we go forward.
Well, tell me about this, the economy, inflation, and the tax receipts. That I assume that's something that's on your radar. We're probably going to find out that we're in a technical recession tomorrow. But do tax receipts seem okay?
Well, they do right now, and we're in very good shape at this present moment in the general fund budget, and even better in the education budget. Is probably the best receipts we've had in education that are so dependent on income tax and sales tax, and it's been in the last 28 years since I've been in the legislature. But as we know back from 08 and 09, when the economy fell off a cliff, that those receipts can turn on a dime, particularly income and sales tax. So we're monitoring it. We feel good that over the last 4 or 5 years since we came out of our budget problems, that we've set money aside through our rainy day fund, our education budget with our prior year budgeting, the system of the rolling reserve is officially called, is doing what we hoped that it would do back when we passed it in 11 with very, very controversial piece of legislation that took a lot of long, hard nights to get through. But it is in a couple of tough years to implement it, because it was sort of the worst time in the world to do something like that. But it's certainly paying dividends now. So we feel like we have put the guardrails up to move us forward during these tough days that may very well be ahead here in the next couple of years.
Well, even with these reserve funds, you seem to be pretty decent shape there, but you're not overextended. We didn't. I mean, there has been some added expenditures in the budgets with, you know, with teacher pay raises and things like that, mm-hmm. but. You feel good that you won't. I mean, that you could weather something like this, that the state's not, like I said, overextended going forward?
Well, I think we can for a couple of years. I think next year when we go into the session in March, I think we'll be in adequate shape to put together a reasonable general fund budget and education budget. But, you know, trying to predict the direction of the economy is not an exact science. If you can do that, you're probably going to be on Wall Street and making a lot of money. I think we've got to be very careful that this thing is extended here. If we don't get inflation under control, if interest rates stay at a high level like they've inched up here, and I guess maybe there's indications, I don't know if the Federal Reserve is meeting today or tomorrow, they're going to inch up again. That'll obviously slow the economy down from home sales, auto sales, and across the board. And so we need to be prepared if this thing lasts 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah, I think today is the big day. So that really is probably more for guys, something you as a policymaker are really watching close, what the Fed does with interest rates, just because of, what it means to state coffers.
Right.
Let's talk about the other big issue. Obviously, the ARPA money. Well, what's going on with that now? No special session this year. It looks like y'all are waiting till the new year, the new legislature, the new quadrennium. Is there any sense of where? Is it just kind of maybe more of the same from this last tranche that you got to kind of go generally in that direction, or is there anything else you're looking at there as a priority?
Well, you know, I don't know that there is not going to be a special session. I haven't heard one way or the other, but I mean, I think there's been a lot of talk that people would like to wait, and we may wait. The only problem, there are a couple of problems waiting, but the main problem is the timeline. This is not something that's just going to be there forever. We have to have these funds spent by the end of 26, or it goes back. So, I don't think that's going to change. I think officials in Washington realize they probably overshot the runway on these ARPA funds and went a little bit too far. So it's going to be a mad rush for states to spend these funds, and it's not going to be easy. I know 26 sounds like, you know, 4.5 years away. But when you're talking about water and sewer projects, you're talking about rural broadband, you're talking about supply shortages, you're talking about lack of workers, limited amount of companies that do this type of work. We're competing against particularly our border states, Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, going after these supplies and companies and workers. You know, something probably needs to be in the pipeline here to get through those planning stages so that work can be completed. So time is of the essence.
Well, how much of this is waiting on what the federal government's going to tell you guys what you can or cannot do with that? Is that part of it?
Well, a little, and we've gotten some guidance here, and I'm in fact pretty good. Get better guidance. There's folks in the finance office to stay on that on a day-to-day basis. But I think it comes down to basically these big areas like we did last time, water and sewer, rural broadband. And we can spend it all on those two items right there or by themselves, and it wouldn't be enough money. So, you know, it sounds like a lot of money, and it is a lot of money, but when you're talking about those particular two projects, it's not going to do everything that we need. But then you have the COVID-related issues that have affected hospitals and nursing homes, and that's certainly going to be an issue there. And then you have issues that are related to COVID dealing with, say, the retirement systems that have taken a hit, like with the PHIP and SEIB with the state employees' insurance, where COVID-related expenses that they haven't been reimbursed for. So those will be that'll be an issue right there also to be able to reimburse those, because, you know, if we don't do that, we just eventually have to do it out of the education and general fund budget.
Well, joined by State Representative Steve Klaus. He is the chairman of the House General Fund. Representative, there's a lot of buzz and a couple of AL.com stories about this from John Sharp, the possibility of some kind of tax relief through the ARPA money. Is that something under consideration?
I wouldn't think so. I think we need to focus on the these one-time brick-and-mortar building type projects that are going to be here for years and years, and to benefit our citizens for generations to come. And like I said, we have a severe need in the rural broadband areas that we need to get that process continuing. We've already put a significant amount of money in it, but we've got a long way to go. But I think there is, we certainly need to do something on the tax relief side here, probably a one-time issue that be broad-based. We did a lot in the last session here. I think we had five different bills, one I sponsored dealing with the business privilege tax that gave up to about $160 million of tax relief. But I could see us doing a one-time relief there, primarily coming out of the education budget to go back to taxpayers around the state.
Tell me this. I think it was like 3 years ago. I actually did my radio show down in Dothan and right near your district there. But we've been talking about rural broadband for a while now, and that was the purpose of the visit. Where do you think the state is? Are you satisfied with the progress that's being made, given just the amount of time and energy and resources y'all put toward that?
Well, yes. Before the COVID hit and the infrastructure funds, I mean, we've been on task now for 4 or 5 years setting up a plan and not really knowing where the funds were going to come from. You know, we were taking about $20 million out of the education budget each year and a couple of million out of the general fund budget to basically get this process started. So we've gone from that to already hundreds of millions of dollars in the rural broadband, and there's certainly going to be more to come. So, you know, there's nothing good that came out of COVID and what we had to go through, but this was certainly an indirect good result right here as far as the funds that will be allocated to broadband to get our citizens up and running from that standpoint on Wi-Fi. Well, we saw the need for children being able to do their homework and their lessons online that they weren't able to when they were quarantined and isolated in their houses. We saw the need for telemedicine for citizens that couldn't physically go into their doctor's offices. So it's certainly something that's here now. We saw our judicial system doing court hearings over the internet. So this has become part of our fabric now.
Yeah, I guess if anything, COVID really highlighted the need for some kind of internet connectivity. Well, Representative, you've been very gracious with your time this morning, and best of luck to you. And we'll try to catch up with you maybe later in the year or so.
Okay, that sounds good, Jeff. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. State Representative Steve Klaus of Ozark there. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Why can't you see?